opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sorry, Kevin Durant was on the Cavs and Darius Garland was off to Phoenix. What would you, I wonder how you would have felt. I wonder what the electricity would have been like in this town. I think fans would have been super pumped if the Cavs could have pulled off that deal. I can't imagine that it would just been that straight up of a deal. There would have to be more to it. But.
Which is exactly why everybody needs to sit back and let the front office do what it is they have to do this offseason. And everybody says, "Oh, you got to keep them, and you got to keep the core four together. You must keep them together." Oh, wait a minute, Durant. Well, wait a minute. Let's give that another thought.
Or are you surprised?
Why would you be surprised if you're going to be in trade talks?
I'm asking you.
If you're going to be in trade talks,
were you surprised that they were trying to get involved? It's not so much Garland being traded, because I think everyone's kind of said, okay, if they want to get better, they're going to have to trade. If they want to get better under the salary cap restrictions they have, someone from the core four is probably going to have to go. So, but the bigger question is Durant. Were you surprised they went for Durant?
No.
What would this team have looked like with Durant?
It would have been phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, what does this team need? Needs somebody on the wing who can kick some butt. What has Kevin Durant done for about 17 years? Kicked butt from the wing. Andy, if this team had Donovan Mitchell, Kevin Durant, and Evan Mobley, they would be the favorites to win the NBA championship, not the Eastern Conference. I'm sorry, OKC. That would have been a phenomenal trio together. And I'm not even counting Jared Allen, because you might have had to have thrown him in. And you know what I think about Jared.
Sure.
But it also would signify this. The only takeaway out of the news, and you know, it was an assumption. Well, if they were actually a wild card in the Durant trade, then it obviously had to involve Darius Garland, I thought, because they have tons of shooting guards in Phoenix, and they could have put Darius Garland at point, and they could have, you know, there's that plan. But it signifies this. The team might be willing to make a short-term run rather than build long-term. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's...
Because Durant's 37, and
they've never been scared to do that, though.
Well, Darius is... Well, that's because you had a guy named LeBron.
Yeah.
So you were always going short term, but you would have brought in a 37-year-old star player and would have dispatched an extremely competent guard who's in his, you know, mid to lower 20s. Forget how old Darius is. How old is Darius? 24? 25?
Right. Yeah.
Well, you would have been going short term and, all right, we're going to win one this year or next. Because you're not going to, you know, you're losing draft choices. Durant's pushing 40. Doesn't, in this day and age in the NBA, that doesn't mean a whole lot anymore. If you're a certain caliber of a player, look at LeBron. Look at Durant. Durant's still playing great basketball. I don't like short-term moves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know that. I would have applauded that move.
I just don't know how the Cavs were. I mean, yes, they were a wild card in this thing, and you'd have to wonder if Phoenix, what Phoenix would have truly wanted from the Cavaliers to make that happen. Because right, they end up with
they ended up with two good guards and a 10th overall pick
and 5 second rounders.
Yeah, well, that's you know,
what is that? Like, you know, it's like
it's something to throw into future trades. That's all that is.
I'm like,
nobody accumulates second round picks with the idea of, oh, we're going to find great players there.
They get
them to throw into trades.
So it's really a 1 for 5, 6, 7, 8.
Well, and you collected some assets, you know, assets that you can move in other deals. It just sweetens the pot a little bit.
So what I'm just wondering, what could the Cavs have offered?
Darius Garland and Jared Allen.
And anything else?
Or
5 second rounders? I don't know.
Jared Allen and Darius Garland, I'll bet, would have gotten it done. And some second-round picks. And maybe your first rounder in 2031. Although I don't know if you needed to do that.
I wonder if the deal maker was the 10th pick in the draft.
Absolutely.
You think it was?
Yeah, from all analysis that's been done on this, though Jalen Green was a high draft choice and has a pretty high ceiling, and Dylan Brooks is a pretty solid NBA player, the asset that Phoenix apparently really wanted was the 10th overall pick. And now they have, you know, they'll get a player there who will play for them. They have an abundance of shooting guards, so there are more trades to come out of there. You know, they have Devin Booker. You going to keep Booker with Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks? Maybe. You know, could you move on with some of those guys? Yep, you could maybe move on from some of those guys. They could be trading some of the guys they just got from Houston. Bradley Beal is there on a monstrous contract. Will somebody take Bradley Beal's contract in a deal? Good luck. They might have to buy him out.
So Phoenix has what then tonight? They've got 29-10. I don't know if that's enough to make somebody want to trade and move if they wanted to try to keep moving up, if they wanted something better. I don't know. We're going to talk more about the draft coming up at 1 o'clock with Ricky O'Donnell from SB Nation. He is going to give us everything we need to know about the draft. So I kick this out to you. Is this something you wish the Cavs could have figured out? Could they have figured out a way to send Darius Garland and for Kevin Durant to try to get Durant to come?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm here. And then the other question that comes into play is, are you going to be content if they stay pat, if they stay where they are right now?
Why not?
I don't have a problem with them staying where they are right now.
If you don't find the right deal, Andy, there's no sense in making a deal, obviously. And finding the right deal will be a challenge. I mean, it will. You're going to have to find a team that has an asset you want and they really want fill in the blank. I would assume that's Darius.
Ken is in Brooklyn, the mayor. What's up, Ken? How are you?
Hi, Ken.
Well, it's draft day tomorrow. Obviously, you've been talking about it. First of all, I would not make that deal for Kevin Durant. What is Kevin Durant right now? He doesn't play any defense. He's not near the rim, and he sits out there and jacks up jump shots. Why do I want that in a 37 years old? I don't want that. Not for the guys that you would say they'll have to take to make that package work.
Apparently the Cavs didn't for that package either.
Yeah. Kid. Okay, which is good. And like you just said, Jeff, if they bring everything back, that's great. Now, what do we do in this pick? I want to go to Brooklyn. Not just Brooklyn, Ohio, but Brooklyn, the Nets.
And they have a lot of first-rounders.
They've got, what, 4 first-rounders in this draft?
They have a lot
of assets.
Like that.
They got something like that, okay? Go to a team that has a number of first-round picks, would be willing to trade. You know, there's players on this team that I would like to trade, okay? But the guy that I want plays in the Big East. And he plays in a school that a lot of people don't know, but my second cousin happened to go there, okay? But that's not the reason why I want him.
Jeff and I were wondering, of all of your cousins, which one is your favorite?
That second
cousin.
Try
to make a Cavalier move with, yes.
That's
important. Very important.
Okay, now that I've mentioned Creighton, do you know the guy that I want, Jeff?
No, but I read about
him. You're not a big college basketball guy.
No, I'm not a big college basketball guy, except for the MAC.
Ryan Kalkbrenner is a legitimate 7-footer. We talked about wanting another big. He's a 7-footer, a DPOY player, I think, every year at Creighton.
All right, but then if you have a defensive player of the year, you have one playing forward for you.
20 points a game.
Okay, so then what are you going to do? Are you bringing him in and keeping your two bigs?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we need another big.
Yes, we do. Ken, that's exactly right. Thank you for knowing that.
Yeah, Jeff. As much as I love Tristan Thompson, I need a guy that can play, not a towel waver and a cheerleader. All right? I need a guy that's going to play. And Ryan Kalkbrenner is a little bit older because he spent 5 years at Creighton with the COVID year. Okay? Mm-hmm. This kid can play. All right? And this kid has been going up the draft boards steadily.
ESPN has him marked as 32nd.
Well, he's been as low as 40 something.
Yeah.
They think he could be in a late first or early second. I want this kid. That's the guy you got to get. You're not going to get those top players, but this is a big time draft.
And Ken, the hope is they can find somebody in the second round that can help them, you know, because that's one of the assets that they have. There's also been rumblings they could trade both of those second round picks, trade out. You're going to have to find some players that come in and help this bench. I think the bench needs rebuilt more than busting up the core four, which there's no reason to do unless you get a talent that you think, yep, that's going to put us over the top. You've got to redo the bench. It wasn't effective down the stretch. You have some guys there that can play. They were great in the regular season. But I just think you're going to have to add some and maybe a little different look on that bench, you know, different types of players. And my hope is that maybe Strus is coming off the bench and Jalen Tyson. I would like to keep those two guys. I like Dean Wade, but Dean might be an asset that you might be able to turn into something.
Hmm. All right, so there you have Ryan Kalkbrenner. According to the scouts that we have on this show, Ken in Brooklyn, his cousin says he is awesome. Who does your cousin?
Second cousin.
So who does your second cousin think the Cavaliers should take? Tell me, why don't you let us know at 216-474-0092? But really, would you be okay if the Cavs just kind of stand pat? The second apron absolutely is just suffocating this team if they want to make a move with outside the core four. I just don't see it. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps. 92.3, The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.